Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life. So don't waste them.
Discipline is the single most important thing that you can use when it comes to being successful.
They want an easier answer. There has to be an easier way. There's not. I'm sorry, I searched for it my entire life.
Motivation is fleeting. No one wakes up motivated every single day. The key to success that you're looking for, the thing that's going to make your dreams come true, is simple discipline. Every person needs to be their own hero. You need to be the hero of your own story. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to help you.
And so I would copy the comic books and the heroes, and they had muscles, and I was like, one day I'm gonna be like that.
You have to suffer a little bit. You have to put yourself in a state of discomfort. Growth shouldn't be easy. Stop looking for shortcuts. Stop looking to make things a breeze.
We're built to walk uphill. And when you reach the pinnacle of the hill, you want to stop and appreciate the vision, but the next thing you want is a higher hill in the distance.
You've got to learn to suffer. You've got to put yourself in a bit of an uncomfortable position. And if you can do that, then the results that have eluded you, you'll start to see them. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's no magic pill. And there are no three easy payments of $9.99. If you want something, if you want to be good at something, you want to accomplish something, you've got to put in the time.
Because without that work ethic, you know, greatness cannot be achieved. So you've got to really love what you're doing. You have to just go at it wholeheartedly. You've got to put everything into it. You've got to obsess over it.
If you want to be good at something, you've got to do it every day. Like, we look at people like LeBron James. Why is he good at basketball? Because he does it every day. You look at Wayne Gretzky in hockey, because he did it every day. And so my number one piece of advice to people, if you want to be good at something, whatever that thing that you desire is, whatever your passion is, do it every single day. That's the real secret to success.
From 22 to 34, I worked every day. I went out no weekends, I worked every day, every day. And if you want it, you want it. I wanted it.
So this idea of doing something every single day, just do the thing every day and be 100% present. Focus on the process. Don't focus on the end result. Again, if you show up, if you're all in and do that day after day after day, rewards will come. Don't let your emotions control your actions, or don't let your feelings control your actions. Rather, let your actions control your feelings. And so, it's okay to feel bad. It's okay to be depressed. It's okay to be sad. But don't act bad. Don't act depressed. Don't act sad. Do something about it.
Failure, hell, disappointment, discomfort is a great learning tool. And many people don't understand that. But it's these few moments in life that you have. Like for me, I always talk about it. Rocky 1, round 14. That 1 2-minute and 13-second clip of Rocky getting up when Apollo knocked him down. Mm-hmm. That one clip, when I was going through a very bad time in my life, I saw what I wanted to be. And it wasn't a guy that won. It wasn't a guy that won everything he did. It was a guy that kept getting up after being knocked down.
On those days where you don't want to get out of bed, get out of bed. Go for a walk. Nourish yourself. Do some exercise. Spend some time in the sun. And it's amazing how those negative feelings turn around. So again, don't let your feelings dictate your actions. Let your actions dictate your feelings. When we're young, we think things are just gonna fall into our lap. We think opportunities are gonna be there forever. We think that it's going to be our turn. But the reality is, you need to work hard for it, and you need to work hard for a really, really long time.
When I realized that I can learn through hard work, and I can beat the valedictorian in school, but I got put in 10 hours more a day than he does. You know what kind of strength comes from that? When you're sitting down, that guy, that valedictorian studied for an hour, and you know, I caught you. I caught you, and I am dumb. But I have the work ethic to catch you. Having a discipline every day to say, for me to learn this one math problem, it's gonna take me 10 hours.
Wow.
So don't lose faith. Don't get down on yourself. Don't get depressed. Don't get sad. If you show up, if you be the hardest worker in the room and you do it for long enough, and I'm not talking even months or years, I'm talking decades, I promise you that your time will come. The second rule, be all in. When you're here, when you're in a physical space, when you're working out, I don't want your eyes on the TV. I don't want you text messaging. I don't want you playing on social media. I want you to be 100% present. I want you to be all in and get the most out of your time.
Where I got my work ethic from was the hours I had to spend learning this.
I always tell people there's 168 hours in a week. If you get 8 hours sleep a night, well, there's 50 plus hours gone. You still have 110, 112 hours left. If you work 60 hours a week, you still have 55 hours left to go do what's important to you. So I don't really buy the time excuse, but that's the number one excuse that I hear. The number two excuse is I don't know how. But we're fortunate, like people rip on social media, but we're fortunate to live in a day and age where with the click of a button, you have access to a wealth of information. Whatever it is you're interested in, it doesn't matter. You can find some good quality information with the click of a button. So the whole, I don't know how, that's not an excuse either. And those are the two most common ones. What it really comes down to is people just don't want it bad enough. Because I've seen countless examples of people that will say they don't have time, that say they don't know how, but when something becomes important enough for them, they figure it out.
Because at the end of it all, if you can sit back and wait, if you can wait 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years, when you get to that point when you finish, that's the feeling for 12 years. Let's say they wait 12 years to get there. That's what keeps you going, is you got to feel, I'm doing it for 1 second.
Years of pain.
For 1 second.
Every minute matters. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. 10 minutes is better than 5 minutes. 15 minutes is better than 10 minutes, and so on. And so every bit of work that you can do will get you closer to your goal. Don't give up. If you want something, if you're willing to work for it, if you're willing to put in an honest effort, if you're willing to show up every day and you're willing to be all in, I promise you again, it might not be tomorrow. It might not be next week. It might not even be next year. But I promise you 100% your time will come and good things will happen. And far too many of us give up before we see the reward. We give up too early. And if we just had a little bit of perseverance, if we just worked a little bit harder and just took it a day at a time, our dreams would come true. So that would be my advice. Don't give up.
Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life. So don't waste them.